case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You just say you saw a ghost, or there was a ghost?
Bro.
And I just thought you said Mama Geesh, who's still alive and well. So what the hell are you talking about, Gibbons?
One of the freakiest flipping things that has ever happened to me, okay?
Okay.
Full disclosure, I believe in ghosts. I believe in spirits. I believe in all that stuff, okay?
Sure.
So yesterday, Mama G goes out to like Goodwill to go run some errands or whatever. I don't care. I hear Mama G come in the front door of my apartment. You have to walk up some steps and come in another door. She's on the phone. I hear her talking to somebody. I hear her doot, 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 walk up the steps. She goes, hold on, I got to open the door real quick. My dogs run up to the door, start barking because they hear Mama G and they want to see Mama G. I wait about 30 seconds. The door doesn't open. The door doesn't unlock.
Weird.
I go to the door, open it up. There's no one there. Mind you, I didn't hear Mama G walk back down the steps or walk anywhere. So I yell, Mom? Mom? Oh, she must be outside getting stuff from the car. Let me give her a call real quick. Hey, Mom, do you need help carrying stuff in? And she goes, Ryan, I'm at the Habitat for Humanity Restore store in Wauwatosa. What are you talking about?
She wasn't even there.
Wasn't even there.
You said you heard her voice?
I know my mother's voice. She was on the phone and goes, hold on, I have to unlock the door real quick. My dogs are going nuts, which they do when someone runs up the steps.
And you're in a building with only another apartment with college kids, so it's not like there's another older lady saying anything.
Yeah,
you know, the voices would sound different.
And if there were someone going up to the upstairs apartment, because there's two of them,
I would
hear the steps.
Yes.
Yeah. Scared the bejesus out of me.
And the dogs heard her too, because they went up to the door as well.
They were going nuts, just like they would if she was coming home. And it scared the hell out of me. Now I'm like, is my place haunted? Do I have to have like a ghost hunter come in? I know we have our friend Anna who does ghost tours. Can I get somebody to like look at my house?
I saw a ghost, but I don't believe in ghosts. That's why I'm weirded out.
How did you see one if you don't believe in one?
Because I walked into Pottery's guy's house. I saw like an arm like fling out of the bathroom as I opened the door. I thought it was him running into the bathroom to like jump out at me. And I go, hey. And then he goes, hey. And I hear him, but he's not in the bathroom. He's in the basement. And I went,
chills.
Are the dogs up here?
Holy crap.
He goes, no, because I thought I saw this, like, it almost looked it could have been a brown tail of a dog. It looked like an arm or a tail or something that I saw. And he goes, the dogs are down here. And I'm like, what did I just see? What did I just see? And then a light was on later. And he comes up to me and goes, did you go turn on that light upstairs? I go, why would I have turned the light on upstairs? I said, on the day that I saw something, now a light's on out of nowhere?
We need a paranormal investigator.
I don't even believe in this crap.
Oh, my God.
But I saw something, and nobody was there.
Riggs, your hand is raised.
Are these ghosts following all of us now?
What the hell?
What is happening?
My wife travels for work.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
We've pissed the wrong person off, and they died.
Think
about this.
My wife travels for work, so I knew that my wife was nowhere near our house. She was in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Oh, my God. Palms are sweaty.
The only people in my house are me and my dog, Samson. We're in the basement.
He's with you.
With me. He's with me in the basement. We're throwing his ball in the basement, all right?
Yeah.
I got my iPad down there. I'm watching Truth Be Told.
Of course.
Riggs is multitasking, watching a documentary and throwing the ball.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I hear the door from the garage open upstairs. And if you've been in my house before, there's like when you walk in the garage, there's a door in like a hallway where the washer and the dryer are.
An entryway with the washer dryer in it.
Yes.
Between the garage and the kitchen. Yeah.
I heard a door open. I heard footsteps. Very clear footsteps.
Shut
like not
up.
Just a creak of a floor, but actual footsteps. I freaked the F out.
Alone. Didn't you run up?
I went right upstairs. Nobody's there. I'm like, okay, could have been the floors, could have been something else.
Oh.
I go downstairs. I don't hear anything else. I go back upstairs like 15 minutes later.
Jesus.
The washing machine is on.
What?
It's on, but not running. Weirdest thing ever. We have one of those like electronic, you push the button to turn it on. It was on with like the lights on there. But there's no reason for that to be on. No reason at all for that to be on.
Somebody
it wasn't
texted,
running, but it was on.
Does, weird. Says 71037. They said, does Mama G have any female relatives that passed on
right.
that could be playing a trick on you?
Her grandmother, my nanny, my great-grandmother, she
would have sounded just like her.
No lie. She has said that, I know my nanny's always with me. I know my nanny's
somebody
always with me.
Somebody texted into 71037, burn sage.
And Mama G, before this
she
happened,
did?
No, she said she was going, Ryan, we've been through a lot. We're going to cleanse this place of any bad juju, any bad spirits
energy,
we have.
Yeah.
How weird that all three of us have had grave encounters in the last couple months.
That's what I mean. And I don't even, like I said, I don't get into this. I see something weird, I roll my eyes. This time I was like, I saw something.
I'm sweating like profusely right now. I'm creeped the hell out.
And I'm just pissed the ghost didn't at least throw in a load of laundry. I mean, do some laundry. Come on.
Help out.
Right?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.